At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Michelle is joining us on Second Date Update, and message us if you want our help, if you call it that, in trying to reconnect with somebody you've been on a first date with, but for some reason just can't, I guess, drag them to a second. We'll try to help.
I mean, the closure part of it we're okay with. Yeah. We don't always get you back with that person.
Well, that is true. All right, Michelle is joining us, and Michelle, thanks for having the courage to reach out. Tell us what is going on with Troy.
He's completely ghosted me, and I can't believe it. I didn't think this could happen for real, but I feel like it has.
That's okay.
And
sounds like it's the first time it happened to you, but it happens to people more often than you think.
And as we said, nothing to be ashamed of, and as PT mentioned, it happens all the time. So, and it could be just a big misunderstanding.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Let's go back to the beginning. Tell us about your date. Let's start with that, see what we can decipher here.
Okay, it started with dinner. It was great. And then we went back to his place for coffee and just talking. And it was a nice night. Nothing happened. You know, I don't do anything like that on the first date.
But you, obviously, Michelle, felt very comfortable with Troy and safe with Troy to go back to his place, especially on a first date.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, well, and that's great. No, that, and you make those decisions.
That's cool. Yeah,
but yeah, it is.
Sure.
That is cool, and I'm glad that he was obviously respectful and that you felt comfortable enough to do that.
And obviously, you think that Troy had a great time.
Oh yes, I thought we both had so much fun. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot, and oh my gosh, he's very funny. And I thought we hit it off and we were connecting.
All right. So can you think of anything that either happened before you went back to Troy's house or anything that happened during or maybe even afterward that could have made him change his mind, Michelle?
No, I wish I could. I just figured, I don't know, maybe he just met someone else after our date.
Well, why don't we just call and see if he answers, if he agrees to come on our show. Maybe he'll give us some answers, and who knows? Like, you know, stranger things have happened. Not often, but we might be able to get you to a second date, Michelle. So you hold on right there. Yeah, and we'll hopefully get those some resolution here. So you stay right there. We're coming back. 3 minutes, the second half of Second Date Update here with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Bear with Michelle. She's a little tentative, a little shy about coming on Second Date Update this morning, but she really would love some answers after a great first date with Troy.
It started with dinner. It was great. And then we went back to his place for coffee and just talking. And it was a nice night. Nothing happened. You know, I don't do anything like that on the first date.
Well, Michelle left Troy's thinking there'd be a second date. But so far, there's been no word from Troy. And we're here to try to find out why.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Troy, please?
Speaking. Who's calling, please?
Yeah. Hi, of course. Troy, and it's not a sales call or anything like that, but I got to tell you up front, you are on the radio because it's the Thunder and PT morning show from 102.9 The Wolf.
Hey, Troy, have you heard of us, man? Sounds like maybe.
Hey, yeah, this is kind of sick. I don't know if this is good, but it's like kind of sick. What's going on?
I don't know if we've ever had our show described that way, kind of sick. But anyway,
it's
actually probably accurate. Anyway, so we are calling you, Troy. We'll cut right to the chase here. We are calling you to ask you about a date that you went on with Michelle about a week or so ago. Do you remember her?
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, we met online, decided to go out, and you know, I've been trying to reach her. I tried once, but I don't know. Something weird is going on. I don't know.
Wait. You've been trying to reach her?
Well, I called her once.
Okay. And did it go just straight to voicemail or what?
Well, I mean, like, I think I typed the number wrong into my phone or something, and I don't know. I've been trying to message her on the app, and she won't answer me back. I don't know.
Okay, so this might be a good thing that we actually called you, Troy, because we were contacted by Michelle.
We do this. It's called Second Date Update.
And we try to put two people back together who've been on a first date, like you and Michelle have. One person really wants to see the other again, then the other person's not getting back to them, that being you. Yeah. And Michelle is on hold right now, Troy, and she has been waiting for you to call her. But would you just allow us to connect the two of you? And you don't have to, I don't know whether you got a wrong number or what. But
let's figure this out. Let's get you guys back in touch.
Is that okay with you? Okay, great. Hold. Hang.
Can I talk to her?
All right. Yeah. Hold tight. Hey, Michelle, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, oh my God. So you were trying to reach me?
Yes. Like I called his phone once, and this guy picked up, and like he slammed the phone down, and like.
Oh my God. What did this guy sound like?
He's like definitely like an older, gruff sounding man. Like,
oh my God. Okay, I think that's my dad. It's so annoying. Yeah, he's been staying with me. Temporarily. Like he has to get his own place, and he and my mom just separated. So. Yeah. That's why it's gotta be him. I'm gonna kill him. He does that. He's very protective of me. I'm his only daughter, and sometimes he's going through a rough time. Sometimes he'll do it he thinks it's a scam call and he tries to scam the person back, but that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, I'm just so happy to,
Michelle, you have is this a landline? It's not your cell phone you had laying around.
No, it is a cell phone. He does it. That's the only thing I can think of. But he'll be moving out very soon.
Okay, so your dad answered it basically, or has done this in the past, or what?
If I'm not around, and also I don't know if I even have Troy's number like in my contacts. So maybe he just thought I'll clear this up. But I'm so sorry. I'm just glad you didn't ghost me.
Yeah. No. I had so much fun on our date. I was like, I can't believe I can't get in touch with this girl again.
Yeah, so you guys want to see each other again, right, Troy?
I would love to.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, and like honestly, it just sounds like a little bit of a weird situation. I mean, Michelle, I think you got to tell your dad, like, hey, man, like. Dad, I appreciate it, but like, here's what I
think.
Place
I think,
now.
I like, think you should invite Troy over when your dad's there.
Yeah,
nothing will get your dad to move out sooner. How long is your dad going to be there?
I think we've pretty much solidified a new place, not so far away from me.
Okay.
So it should be soon.
He's not going to take your phone with him, is he?
No.
Okay.
No, I really have to talk to him about that. Yeah. Don't worry.
All right.
So I feel bad that he's going through a tough time.
Yeah. Well, all right. Of course. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you know, what did he do? Did he cheat on your mom?
No.
Okay.
No,
just getting divorced.
No.
Okay. All right. I just want to know.
No, they've just been together since high school. Wow. This is feels very.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's very raw. Funny. Very new. Okay. Anyway. All right. Well, good luck with Troy. You guys get together. Have fun. Give Troy your cell, not your landline.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thanks for being on.
Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.